In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite everyone just to bow our heads for a moment. Lord Jesus, we pray for the life of your Holy Spirit. We pray that the words that come from this pulpit may touch each and every person here the way that you want to help them. And we ask this in your holy name. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, everything I'm going to say here is really based on our Lord's three words here today in the Gospel. Come to me. Come to me. Live by faith. Come to me daily by prayer. Come to me at Mass, receive me in Holy Communion. Come to me in Eucharistic adoration. It touched my heart the last several days. All these people signed up for the Holy Hours all day Thursday, Friday, the Saturday morning. People here 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Those are people, faithful, coming to Jesus. Our Lord says, come to me. Come to me with your burdens, your worries. Come to me, you're worried about retirement plans. Come to me, you're worried about losing your job. Come to me with all your worries, your concerns, every single thing. And to live in the light of faith. If you worry quite a bit, if you're pessimistic quite a bit, it's an indication you really need, all of us, to certainly we need to pray for a deeper faith. Now, by God's grace, His infinite mercy, and the intercession of good Saint Joseph, our adoration chapel is really something that started from God. It's a work that's continuing with God's help. All the funds and everything that came is just wonderful. And I would say 97% of the comments I've heard have been positive. It's wonderful about it. But every once in a while I hear someone pessimistic. I have to say, live by faith. This is a work that's begun by God. The work that's begun in each and every your souls the moment you were baptized is a work of God. Live by faith. If worry and pessimism is dominating your life, it's a red flag that you need to come to the Lord more often in prayer. Now my notes here, I put down four things about worry. Worry accomplishes absolutely nothing. Sort of paralyzes a person when they don't do anything. Second, worry is not good for you. It raises the blood pressure, stress, maybe you can't sleep at night, etc. Worry is the opposite of trusting in God. Worry is the opposite of living a life of faith that we're called to live. And fourth, worry puts the focus in the wrong direction. Guess where worry puts the focus on? Self. And we've taken our gaze off of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray the rosary. How do we start off? I believe in God, the Father Almighty. Do we believe that God is almighty? Do we believe God is omnipotent? Do we believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that He is God? God can do infinite things. What He asks of us is come to Him and trust. I want to give you an example of two saints. They're blessed right now. But we could offer Mass and honor, and you can send both of them in prayer, that live by faith. And all saints live faith to a heroic degree. Pope John Paul II, in his wonderful book, Why is a Saint? Everything was always recourse back to faith. Now, as you know, perhaps many of you, that he grew up in difficult times, the Nazi occupation, then the communists from Russia, etc., and the church was constantly persecuted. But he always made decisions of life of faith. He said here, different things would come up. When he faced a problem, John Paul II, blessed, he first engaged in in-depth analysis. He looked at the situation. He got help from different advisors. Okay, grace, building, and nature. First he gets all these covered his bases. Then he says, he would never say, it can't be done. It won't succeed. But instead, let us see how we can do it. When he presided over a meeting, he would always begin with an invitation to lay out the question, quote, as it appears in the light of faith. And this is another example. That postulator mentions that quite a bit. Anytime he met with people or anything to make decisions, he said, we must approach this with faith. We're followers of Jesus Christ. Well, God's all-powerful. If God wants it, it may seem insurmountable, the different odds, but go for it. God's the one that begins all work. For Pope Wojtyla, everything had to be considered from the viewpoint of faith. And so when communism was still powerful, there were long discussions with intellectual friends how things would turn out. He said, it doesn't really matter. Whether the communists are holding control of us or they're not, we are called to live the faith and to evangelize. Obviously, we want the communists out of there, but we're called to live the faith. No matter what situation you find yourself or your family, whether you have cancer or whether you're cancer-free, whether you're rich or whether you're poor, you're called to live faith, by faith, right? Now, faith, you have to make a distinction. It doesn't mean that everything goes the way that I want, when I want. That's important. I think many times in our spiritual lives, we mix it up. Well, things aren't turning out the way I want them. Where's your faith? But John Paul II goes on, nothing happens by chance. All is decided from on high, he often said. Divine providence guides human life down to the minor details, and that the attitude of men should be trustful, placing themselves in the hand of God, not rejecting or inwardly rebelling. Have you ever felt that in your heart, inwardly rebelling against God's will? The Lord says, come to me. Don't run away. Come to me. Come to me with all your burdens, your labors. Come to me. And guess what will happen? You will find rest for your souls. Now, John Paul II, this is an obvious statement, he's a man of very deep, profound prayer. Always going to the Lord, spending time in adoration each day, offering the Mass. Now, when he's elected Pope, he's 58 years old, relatively young Pope, okay? There have been men elected to the papacy down in the church history who have not accepted that appointment. Because right away, when the cardinal said, you're the man, do you accept? That's what they asked, do you accept? The weight of the responsibility of the church, the troubles, the worries, is the air conditioning up there? The worries, the troubles on your soul, it can be overwhelming. How did he respond? He responded in the light of faith. The pontiff replied, after they elected, he said, do you accept? He said, obeying in faith the Christ my Lord, placing my trust in the Mother of Christ and of the Church, despite these great difficulties, I accept. He's a man living by faith, heroic faith. And he wasn't the only one called to it. Each and every one of us here today were called to live by heroic faith. When worries and anxieties, things dominate our life, and pessimism. Sometimes with the chapel, I'm sort of blown away. Someone will bring up some kind of minor detail. And I'm like, oh my goodness, as a person of weak faith, they don't see the overall picture of what God is doing. I was like, wake up, live by faith. Where's your faith? I've quoted this before. Father John Hardin, venerable servant of God. I forget all what states he's at. Down in St. Louis, Cardinal Carberry and other bishops and dignitaries. There's a big project. And the cardinal's like, oh boy, I don't know if we could do that in other people. And here's a priest. He says to the cardinal, prince of the church, where's your faith? Anytime doubts, worries, anxieties, pessimism come to your heart, ask yourself, Jesus, where's my faith? Help me to put my trust in you. I'm looking in the wrong direction. I'm focused the wrong direction. Help me to focus back upon you. Now, here's another example of a saint, Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. This is going to be real short. Doesn't really do him justice. He died July 4th, 1925. So every year when we get near Independence Day, I can't help but remember this great saint of the church from Italy. And he was a man that was just—he was real popular with people. He was a mountain climber. He was a skier. He was in boats. He was just everything. He was just—and they said they called him. Quote, his friend said he was an explosion of joy. He was just filled with the life of the Lord. And he came from a family that didn't practice the faith. His dad was agnostic. His mom was a nominal Catholic. She would go to Mass once in a while and receive communion. But he received this gift of faith. And it grew in his heart. He nourished it by prayer. He would go out his window at night and he could find a chapel, spend many hours in adoration. This was said here. Sometimes he passed the whole nights in Eucharistic adoration. For Pier Giorgio, Christ was the answer. He accepted the invitation. Our Lord was saying to Pier Giorgio, come to me. All right, Lord, I'm coming. This one person was explaining his life, and he would jump out of his window to go to the chapel. He had to walk several miles. This priest said it took him 45 minutes. Pier Giorgio would jump, run up there. He's very athletic, spend time in adoration, get back into his room before his parents would check on him in the morning. He lived by faith, and it kept growing and growing in his life, and he would help the poor, and he would do so many things. When he died, his parents were astonished. Thousands of people came up to the home as the mass and procession were beginning. They're like, where did all these people came from? These are people that he touched by living his life of faith. And this is what he says. This is an exact quote from Blessed Pier Giorgio for all of us. With all the strength of my soul, I urge you young people, and even those older, I urge you young people to approach communion, approach the Eucharist as often as you can. Feed on this bread of angels. Once you will draw all the energy you need to fight inner battles. Because true happiness, dear friends, does not consist in the pleasures of the world or in earthly things, but in peace of conscience, which we only have for pure heart and mind, for coming to the Lord. As St. Paul says here, lift up, live by the Spirit. If you live according to the flesh, you will die, but if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body. If you live according to the flesh, worries, anxieties, things will pin us down. See, everyone here, really truly, ask God for increase of faith. I'm praying this for myself too, it's not for you, but all of us. We need to grow daily in faith, hope, and charity. And if pessimism, I tell you, is taking over your life or controlling it, that's not the Holy Spirit. That's a demonic spirit. The devil wants to beat you down. He wants to keep you from faith, from seeking the face of Christ. So an invitation from our Lord here today, come to me. Spend some time in Eucharistic adoration. I've said this before. All the names signed up there, it's the usual suspects. There's so many other people the Lord longs to see. Have you ever been in a family reunion? You get these grandchildren come, you get these children come. You get a couple who rarely ever show up. Now, maybe they live far away, it's difficult, but they never show up. How do you feel in your heart when you know they probably could have made it? It hurts you, right? Our Lord's looking for you. He's looking for you. He's looking for you. He wants you to have peace of heart. He wants you to have joy in your life. But you're only going to get it by coming to Him and nobody else. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.